A commotion from across the room made any more talk of Cassie and Al's house remodeling impossible. A young woman appeared to be choking at a table in the corner, and the man dining with her had jumped up behind her. Heaving her gasping body to her feet, he began to perform the Heimlich maneuver while stunned guests at the neighboring tables watched in silent horror. The woman retched onto the table, and the man released his grip on her diaphragm, only to have her fall flat on the table in a lifeless heap. Glasses smashed and dishes crashed as her body laid on the top of the table, motionless. Within seconds, Jake and Al were on their feet and rushing over to the table where the woman was. A few short minutes later, they returned to the table where Cassie and Dee Dee were sitting. Jake shook his head and said,
"It doesn't look like she's going to make it."
A hum of confusion had arisen from the other diners, and the sound of a siren from an approaching ambulance was deafening. Al took a thick wad of bills out of his pocket and dropped them on the table.
"Let's get out of here,"
he barked as three paramedics burst through the restaurant door and ran over to the table where the woman was.
"Al, that was the table that was supposed to be ours," Cassie said as they walked past the table.
Her voice cracked as Al hurriedly ushered her towards the entrance of the restaurant. Dee Dee felt Jake's steadying hand on the small of her back, and she stayed calm as he guided her through the bistro. Outside, she inhaled the cool night air with a deep breath and looked at Jake questioningly. He shook his head as an indication for her to stay silent. Cassie, however, was more vocal.
"What happened?"
she asked, with a look of panic on her face.
"That woman's dead, isn't she? The woman who was sitting at our table, the table we were supposed to be at, is dead, right?"